The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I've got you under my skin. I have got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I've tried so
not to give in.
I said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well that I've got you under my skin.
Joe on the radio, Let It Go, Matt, Let It Go, Baby, Albert.
I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice.
Come on.
Comes in the night.
Come on.
Repeats in my ear.
Don't get better than this.
But you know, you fool, you never can win.
Use your mentality.
Use your mentality. Wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin.
Right there, baby.
Cause I've got you.
Where does it hurt you, baby?
Under my skin.
See, old man, the best. Francis Albert Sinatra, he's the greatest. With Cole Porter, I mean, what a marriage of one of the great lyricists of all time, one of the great composers of all time, and truly the greatest entertainer of all time, Frank Sinatra. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock, and he's that's not my line. Where does it hurt you, baby? Remember he doing at the end of that tune? Aye. Hey, how are you? So I never know how I look, because we're on TV now. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. You know, more people are watching the smartphones than watching television. Anyway, that's what's going to happen. So it's all on here. I'm holding up my iPhone. And so I never know what to wear, how to wear. So I got my new Garmani suit that I got from John L. Garmani down there in Red Bank. It was great. And it's like a greenish thing. I don't know if you could read it with the lights like that. And then I had no tie. I have a cheapo $100 suit I bought. I bought it online. It was green because I like green. My goal in my wardrobe was to end up with every suit that Robert De Niro wore in Casino. You know, orange, pink. I'm getting there. You know what I'm saying? I said, so I got greenish. It's like a plaid greenish. Now I'm with my son Joey, and we're in my house yesterday. And I said, I got to get ready to get up and be live on the air. And I'll tell you all about the Father's Day birthday weekend, which was great. And thank you for your well wishes. I can never thank you enough. So I can't find a tie. So going through, what tie can I wear? You know, now I'm obsessed about it, you know. Probably it's not very natural, but I was obsessed about it. I got to wear a tie. What am I going to wear? So I go and I find a tie that was given to me by the great Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes, CEO of Forbes, and a really great guy, just a grounded, great patriot and a good all-American guy. So he gave me this tie, and it says on it, Capitalist Tool. So, and it's got green, and then it's got a little yellow. So I put the yellow pocket square, if you're not watching, I put the yellow pocket square with the green tie, and in capital, the words Capitalist Tool in yellow. So I'm plugging Forbes, and thank you, Matt, going close up. Yeah, that actually works with this suit. Thank you, Mr. Forbes. I appreciate it very much. Look at that. Little plug for Forbes and much appreciated. Thank you very, very much. And that is, and John Catsimatidis, my dear friend, always says, when I wear the Homeland Security pin, that's exactly what that is. Because I always want to wear my pin. So this was funny, too. So it was, please, it was my daughter's graduation from eighth grade yesterday, and Olivia. So she's going to go graduate from eighth grade. So it's all good. Now I'm rushed, as usual, rushing around. And we had the best day yesterday. I'll tell you about it in a second, if I may. So now I get there, and it's Joey and me and Michael and Allie that came in from college from New York. And we're all going to go see Olivia graduate eighth grade. So now I'm driving, and I get over there. Now I get there. I forget my flag pin on my lapel. Now, listen to me. I forget. I know. Frankie looked up. He's doing his news. He's looking at it. He knows. You don't. It's like a uniform in a way, because it's so. Do you see? If you look over my my right shoulder now, left shoulder, if you watch the TV, I put the cross of Christ behind me, and that red, white, and blue cross right behind me. That my little Charlie, my 8-year-old, made that school, which I love. But I like to say things that they're trying to take away. You know, I like to support things that they're trying to take away in this country. So I put the Christ of Christ up there because they're trying. If it was up to the people in charge that are the communists and the progressives and the ones who are trying to nick away at everything that we believe in, I really honestly believe that. They want to take God out of everything. They want to take Christianity away, Judaism away. And you know that it's true. They just want to wipe us off. And just, I don't know who we are, who we will be, but that's what they want. No religion at all. So, in kind of an irritating way, I put the cross up there just to kind of irritate everybody. Oh, my gosh. He's got Christ's cross up there. What is that? And it ain't going anywhere. So, I do the same thing with the American flag. And I like when I watch Fox News and I see Bret Baier with an American flag. I like that, to see the American flag, when I see Ed Henry wearing the American flag. I appreciate that, you know? So, because you'll notice, you watch the other networks, they were told not to wear the American flag. How do you not wear the American flag? So now I get to the graduation. I got no flag on my lapel, and I've got 30 flags. You take name an organization, I have a flag for it. The FBI, I have a flag for it. Homeland Security, wearing it now. Secret Service, I got a flag for it. I got a flag for absolutely. I got a regular flag, a flag that's just a flag without anything, just an American flag. So Joey goes back to my house and gets me the flag, my son. It's my birthday. And he was such a good kid, my older son, such a good kid. When I went back, got me the flag, and I was just, my whole uniform was there, and we had the great time. Did I get a seat? We'll talk about it in a second. I know Al will be asking me, did I get a seat? I got one seat, but I had two, me and Joey, and I always get bumped, even at the graduation, yes, of my daughter, but we did it. Everything was great. You know, you can't get upset. You can't get upset. You got to just onward forward. I got some great video. Congratulations to my daughter, Olivia. It was absolutely great. Hey, and before we get to more of the personal things, and I want to thank you personally, I don't know how to do that because on Facebook, I got, when I tell you hundreds and hundreds, I know, and that's not a lot because nowadays people get thousands and thousands. I'm a hundreds and hundreds guy. I'm not a thousands and thousands guy. Sometimes I see somebody put something on Facebook and they get 5,000 likes, or on Twitter, they get thousands of likes. So I'm a hundreds and hundreds. And if you're one of those hundreds that actually wished me a nice birthday, thank you. God bless you for that. I appreciate it more than I could tell you. And I want to go individually. I'm going to go, oh, thank you. But I'd still be there, you know. And I was running around. So, but I wanted to, with all my heart, say thank you very, very much for the birthday greetings. We appreciate it. And now, but news-wise, the president kicking off his campaign today, the 2020 campaign, and that's going to be in Orlando. I mean, that you have got thousands, there's thousands, he's a thousand, he's a millions and millions guy, the president, you know, on Twitter, for crying out loud, and thousands of people, literally, I've never seen anything like this. I'm old now. I've never seen anybody, not with JFK when I was a child. I've not seen anybody just really just instill an inspiration for people to show up more than I have in this president, in Donald J. Trump. And you like him or not, however you feel, politics aside, it's amazing. And when they say Joe Biden's leading the poll, Joe Biden, he's the guy leading in the poll. Can he draw more than 300 people at a rally, 500 people at a rally? I don't know that he can. And here the president has people camping out. It is not, there's a torrential downpour, at least the last time I looked in Orlando. People are waiting in line for the president. And you got to love that. I love that inspiration, you know, and so let the games begin. And here we go. And what's exactly going to happen? Bernie, people are behind Bernie, very strong Bernie Sanders. But does he beat, can he take out Joe Biden? Can Joe Biden sustain? Is Buttigieg going to surface? I don't know. I don't see anybody that really surfaces on the other side. So here we go. We're getting into it in a big way. Don't worry about that. Those 1,000 troops going down, going over to the Middle East, you know, for Iran. I think that's a show of force. And Iran, if indeed Iran is getting crazy, we want to be locked and loaded, and indeed we are. The one thing I know everybody's worried about, oh gosh, here we go. It's Iraq all over again. And there was weapons of mass destruction. I trust this president that that will not happen. I trust Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, that that's not going to happen. And John Bolton is tough and he's terse, and I know, and I am a supporter of John Bolton. They say, oh, he's a hawk. He wants war. Nobody wants war, but you have to sometimes show your force. Is the president being pressured by outside forces to go in to Iran? But you know what? You let me know what you're thinking. 877-970-2999. Balance and nature phone lines. But and I know what you're thinking. Let's not, you can't go into another war, but you have to show force. So I understand that. The illegals getting driver's licenses in the state of New York, you got to help me out on this one, okay? Because Governor Cuomo lost me on the infanticide. He's a Catholic. Was a Catholic. I don't know. He's a Catholic. And listen, Andrew Cuomo was a friend for many, many years, an acquaintance for many, many years. I knew him. But the infanticide thing in the chambers, you know, of the legislative chambers of New York totally confused me. A baby can be born alive and you have a choice to kill it or not. That they listen, I don't care what you believe in. I don't know that guys have should have a say what a woman does with her body, let alone the government. I don't know. But I do know if a baby's born and it's alive, you shouldn't kill it because that is called murder. And I don't understand that. Right? And I say that objectively, just objectively as a pro-life Catholic. I understand it. But what was that? So now but the governor wants it. He's giving driver's licenses to illegals. If a conservative did that, initiated that. Here, we're going to give licenses to the. They would say, oh, they're trying to track them now. They're going to track them because that's the way to get them registered. And in a sense, that's where my head is at. At least you'll be able to track these guys. How many times do you see and how many times you hear an illegal, a drunk driver, forgive me, and now I'm going to say racist if I say it, illegals come in. And how many times do you see an illegal killing a, you know, a legal citizen because they were drunk driving? So maybe, and I'm just saying maybe, and I don't know, and I need you to call me on this, that the driver's licenses for illegals will at least register them. It's a start at registering them. But I'm not quite sure, and then you're welcome to call 877-970-2999. See? 617. You see that? You don't think all this works? That's my birthday, June 17th yesterday, and you gave me such nice greetings. I appreciate that. I love you. You, man, and I wanted to be on the air yesterday. I could have taken off Sunday, Monday. I could have taken off today too. I think I got it in my contract. I can do that. I want to be with you. I wanted to be with you and celebrating my birthday with you on the air yesterday. That was cool. And with Frankie and Alan, Debbie, that was so cool. And the phone calls. And thanks to Geraldo and Arthur Idala called in. And then Tony Danza. How great was that? You know, Tony called in. So thank you. I appreciate it very, very much. Frankie, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Nice to morning. See Happy you. Happy post birthday.
It's good. And good to see you, my friend Albert, good to see you. Where's the shot? They're getting rid of
tacos. No, I'll wear it tomorrow. The former commissioner of the police here in New York is coming in.
Bill Bratton live in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
By the way, your best happy birthday greeting, I thought, when I was looking at Twitter this morning.
From somebody else?
The McDonald's in Hunterdon County wishing you a happy birthday.
Nice.
You know you're a steady customer when the McDonald's of Hunterdon County, and apparently the guy must own a few of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why they have their own Twitter account. Wishing you a happy birthday. You're probably their best customer.
I don't want to break confidence. This is a great guy.
Yeah.
And he owns a couple. I know two of that I know of. So when my kids were at Immaculate Conception Church. Hi, that's a good shot, Matt. There you go. Thank you very much. My kids were at Immaculate Conception School at ICS in Annandale, in Jersey. Beautiful school, beautiful church. And we would always go to McDonald's. I'm a single dad. Again, these are the people. It was the Holiday Inn. right. to the Walmart to McDonald's. Right. Please, trust me. I was like going through that divorce, and I said it to somebody yesterday. I don't know how I made through it. I made it through that. So thanks to the for the greetings from McDonald's, and then they have another one up Route 31 mm-hmm. in Hunterdon County. So I saw that. I said, was that a joke?
No. I think they were very serious.
How many guys get tweeted happy birthday from McDonald's cool. or from McDonald's. It's not the national McDonald's.
No, but you're obviously the guy owns a number of franchises.
I tell you, Nate gracious does a great job.
Thanks for coming in for the McFlurry, you know, and McGriddle.
What
you know.
Kind of birthday greetings did you get from the women in your life?
Ah, well, can we address that when we come back, Frankie?
Because
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what to do. And if you get the birthday greeting from one.
Wait a minute. What do you mean not sure what to do?
Because let me finish.
I appreciate it.
If one does send the birthday greeting, what if one does not send the birthday greeting?
Dead.
On the island. On the island. Put him on the island. Thinking about it. Oh, man. Because we'll
it's not like you weren't not like people didn't know that it was your birthday. I mean, you know, like radio stations across the city here. Yeah. You know,
Wayne
celebrity
Cabot.
Birthdays today. You know, Joe Piscopo.
Wayne Cabot sends me a beautiful greeting. We appreciate that. Yeah. Said, and Glenn Shuck, my buddy, my morning buddies, I have immense respect and love for.
That's
yeah, that was very nice.
It's over.
So that's. But if someone did not tweet, hey, Joe, out. Thinking about it, that's
they're
done. Huh? Debbie, what do you think? What do you think, Frankie? What are you going to say?
I was going to say is a lot of people in the left-handed community always celebrate your birthday. It always comes up in the left-handed calendar and this and that. And then I thought I remembered you telling me you were not actually left-handed, but then I saw you holding your pen in your left hand just now.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you left-handed?
I am not.
You're
my
not
kids
left-handed.
Are,
what does the left-handed thing have to do with birthday greetings?
Well, because, like,
Frank
the left-handed...
Figure something out.
No, the left-handed calendar, all these left-handed groups, they all celebrate his birthday
good.
As one of theirs.
And the more, the better.
Oh, they do.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well,
suddenly he's
left-handed. Well, I don't want to lose him.
Yeah.
I could write with my left hand.
No, come to our side. There's more of us. No,
Sign the check with your left hand, and then you can say, Your Honor, that's not my signature.
I got to tell you, Michael's lefty and Charlie's lefty. Isn't that the funny thing? Yeah.
Wow.
They are lefty like that. So can I keep those birthday greetings?
Sure. Look, if you look up famous left-handers, you're listed.
All right. Sure. I'll take Debbie.
Pitch lefty?
I need all the
lefty?
Help. I need all the help I can get. Hey, Debbie's out there. Good morning, Deb. 621 on AM 970. The Answer. How you doing this morning, Debbie?
Good. So you enjoyed the rest of your day then yesterday.
It was
birthday.
So great. You know, the kids came over. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Good,
I said,
good.
But Frank's right, though. If a potential paramour, is that the right word, tweets you, and then one doesn't tweet you. I mean, if they don't tweet you on your birthday, you could just consider that potential relationship over. Am I right, Deb? You think if they don't say happy birthday?
They should say happy birthday. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right. I don't know.
I'm trying to whittle it down. I'm just trying to. I need help. I'm not sure, quite sure, you know?
By the way, I like the suit, too. Very nice.
Thank you.
Garmani
from Red Bank. Thank you,
nice.
Janelle.
Sharp.
Appreciate that very much. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, I'm just doing the... I can't... And my Steve Forbes tie. Thank you very much.
Looking good, Joe.
No, Deb, from you, I appreciate that. There's my dear friend, Debbie Duhame on the roads for you. 622 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, we're going to take it to the Sawmill south into Main Street in Mount Kisco. That's an overturned vehicle, so watch for some slowdowns there. 684 south at the Sawmill, another collision. Inbound GWB about 15. Lower level, an accident was cleared. It's still kind of busy at the inbound Lincoln. That's going to be 20. Holland about 20 minutes getting into town as well. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic on 109 north at the Bayway Circle getting up through Elizabeth. And traffic is moving kind of slowly here on the cross Bronx West out toward 3rd Avenue, the LIE westbound. Stop and go through Woodhaven Boulevard. Busy right into the BQE with that new construction pattern to deal with right before the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And the Grand Central Parkway West at Kew Gardens, an overturned vehicle. Prepare for some delays there. Rain today, some thunderstorms, likely high of 73. Thunderstorms tomorrow, high of 74. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it. And I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. people are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus 4 nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes 4-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Rhino Shield. Oh, this is great. Hi, Joe on the radio, Joe on TV. Hello on AM970TheAnswer.com at Jersey Joe Piscopo, J-R-Z-Y, Joe Piscopo. Hit me up on Twitter. You could. It's nice. Twitter, I could get right back to you. Facebook, I am the worst. But thank you for watching. Thank you for listening on AM970 The Answer, the flagship station, 50,000 watts coming out of you from New York. New York, we're down by Wall Street. Frankie Morano is here in Alcatulo, and Debbie Duhame, always great on the air. Thank you, Debbie. 625. And can I tell you about Rhino Shield? Because as I was leaving yesterday in my rush, and then I looked at my hair. I forget where I was going out of the house. Oh, I was doing, I guess, the video yesterday. My son, Joey, who cracks me up. My kid cracks me up. And I said, oh, my hair's all different colors because it's not colored properly because I do it myself. Oh, please. It's a mess. I said, I wish Susan from Rhino Shield would make something for my hair. So I go, Rhino Shield my hair. Not to mention my face. Just Rhino Shield my whole head. Come on. Is this not? Susan said she's going to work on it. But right now, if you get a cosmetic Rhino Shield, that's what I need, you know? Oh, do I need that ever? But honestly, if you want to make your house look, I've had more compliments. Everybody came out to the house for Father's Day and the birthday. More compliments on my farm. It's a farmhouse out in the middle of Hunterdon County in Jersey. And I'm telling you, we Rhino Shielded it. Susan Rhino Shielded it. This had to be 2 years, Frankie, 2 years ago, at least 2 years ago.
I'd say so,
and
yeah.
It looks, I told you, my nephew Brett looks, he couldn't believe how fresh it looked. I said, that's what Rhino Shield is, because he goes, he's considering about doing it down in my mom's shore house. You know, does it stick to asbestos? Yes, it goes to, let me tell you, and if you're a business, and Susan's a great part of Rhino Shield's business. What Susan does, she goes out, she makes businesses. That is your calling card. When people look at your business, Rhino Shield goes out and they take care of your business and makes it look like a brand new paint job. That's what Susan is doing now. It's a process, Rhino Shield is, that reflects UV rays, saving energy on both cooling and heating of your home, right? You don't want to throw away money every 5 years on a needed paint job. Is your commercial building or home in need of repointing brick, right? You have cracks or peeling stucco like I have in my face. You know, Susan's team cleans and repairs the brick, adds a waterproof adhesive primer sealer and ceramic top coat that insulates and waterproof, and it's done. And a 25-year warranty. Are you kidding me? There's a 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, and fading. You got to check it out. RhinoShieldOfNY.com. RhinoShieldOfNY.com. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
All right, boys, come on.
Getting this morning started, baby. Good morning, good morning. Great to have you with us. Love having you with us on this Tuesday, June 18th on AM 970 The Answer. 628 in New York, New York. Streaming on Facebook and on YouTube so you could watch on your smartphone. We have faces for radio. There should be a warning before they put us on the air. A warning that these images may be graphic. And that those graphic images would be our faces on TV, but we like to utilize all this. We're very hip. We're very hip. We like to do all the hip stuff. You know what I mean? We got video. We got streaming. And we're there on AM970TheAnswer.com at Jersey Joe Piscopo. Facebook. I can't even tell you how to get to my Facebook page. I have no idea. Instagram, it's JRZJOE. But just go to, I think if you go to the station website, Five Boroughs, right?
Well, not the website, but okay. If you go to our Facebook page and type in AM970TheAnswer, it comes
Boom.
Right up.
Boom, yeah. And you'll be able to see it. If Absolutely. Not, if you're driving, it's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, just listen to the radio.
That's exactly like the old days. Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis will join us coming up. Matthew Hennessy, deputy opinion editor for the Wall Street Journal, will join us. Bill Bratton live in the studio. He's executive chairman of Teneo Risk, former New York City police commissioner, Los Angeles police chief, Boston as well. This is a great person. In when you think of law enforcement, you think of people like Bill Bratton. And we're going to talk about the NYPD suicide epidemic. It happens to police. It happens to veterans. You hear us talk about it when we talk to you about Gold Shield. Also about legalizing marijuana and the Central Park Five. We'll get into it all with the great Bill Bratton live. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Aaron Sykes, retail and sales strategist, consultant, Fox business contributor, and QVC guest host. I love that. Aaron will join us. And John D. Domenico, one of the most talented cats in the world. We got to get Jim Meskimen back as well. We find these talented cats, man. And John D. Domenico does, along with Daryl Hyman, the best Donald Trump impression. He's coming in live in studio, so you don't want to miss that in the 9 o'clock hour. Can I knock off? I'm going to knock off. May I address the phone calls, Frankie, before we take a break?
Hello, calls.
Of course. My friend sent me, when Ralph thought it was his birthday, he goes, happy birthday, my buddy Chuck Darrow. He sends me a video of Jackie Gleason and Art Carney doing when he goes, oh, what a surprise. Of course, no one was in there. Oh, my gosh. Well, if there's a party upstairs, what would I be doing dancing with you down here? As funny as ever. Oh, the honeymoon is right there. So thank you, Chuck, for that. Let me go to Ernest if I can. Ernest, I know it's early in the morning. We appreciate you checking in. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
Good morning, Joe. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Two things here, sir. There's laws, and these laws are federal laws, and they are being broken by Cuomo. Section 8, 1324A states you cannot hire illegal immigrants. Why can they have a driver's license? It's not law, okay? They can't do it. And 7311 is loyalty and striking. Cuomo is trying to overthrow our constitutional form of government. He does need to be arrested.
Wow.
And this is what Americans need to do today, and the attorney general who okayed this.
Yeah.
So if they're breaking federal law, how can they break federal law? Taxpayers pay their taxes and demand he is arrested.
Yeah. All right, Ernest, thank you. There it is right there. Attorney General Tish James. You know, they're working hand in hand. Ernest, I'm going to go to your point in a second. But, Frankie, when you introduced me to Tish James, I love Tish James. But the second she got sucked up into the Albany vortex of politics, I said, this isn't Tish James. You know it's not her.
Tish is a great, great person. But
she's the attorney, general, yeah.
But Tish is a hard left-wing political activist. She always has been. She wouldn't. It's not an insult. That's how she would describe herself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Okay.
So, she's always been not just liberal, not just progressive, ultra left-wing and ultra progressive. So this is in keeping. I don't know why anyone's surprised.
But is Ernest right, though? Is it illegal?
I think there's room for interpretation, right? It's clearly not legal to work on the books as an undocumented immigrant or illegal alien. Illegal in illegal alien comes from, right? However, the reality of the situation is millions of them are working. That's the fact, right? Mm-hmm. So what do you do? Now, 13 states now that New York is the 13th allow driver's licenses for illegal aliens.
So let me stop you there, if I may. Stay with me there, but if you would. So if you're an illegal and you come in, you know people, they're not going to register for the driver's license because they know somehow it's going to go into a data bank and you're going to be able to track them. And if they're illegal, they're not going to want to be tracked. Am I right?
Well, I hope that the president and ICE do track them.
Absolutely.
To start. You know, the president said yesterday.
I think it's a good thing.
ICE is going to start deporting some folks. But, so I thought it was just California. But after doing some research after the show yesterday, I found that it's California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Maryland, New Mexico, Nevada, Utah, Vermont, and Washington, D.C. They all allow this. So there is some precedent for it. My fear is that this is going to only draw more illegal aliens to New York and be
good
more
point.
Of a drain on social services. Now, Cuomo said he wouldn't sign this bill unless he got some confirmation from both the Attorney General, Tish James, and the Solicitor General that there was no way that the federal government could get their hands on this data. You know, there was a similar instance, and that's why I'm going to be looking forward to your conversation with Nicole Maniatakis later. There was a similar debate when Donald Trump became president, and they wanted access to the data from the municipal ID cards here in New York City. And, there was a lot of questions about destroying documents and things like that. But Cuomo believes, and Tish James says, that the federal government is not going to be able to get their hands on this.
But the federal government, I hate to say it because I'm very anti-big government, you should be able to track.
Of course you should.
If you have the word illegal in front of you, you get a license, that should go into a data bank. And I should have access to it. Sorry.
No question about it, right? You know, especially when it comes to issues like gangs, why I'm very much looking forward to your discussion with Bill Bratton later. But so the Trinitarios gang that killed Junior Guzman Felice, five of them convicted on Friday. And instead of apologizing or begging God or the family for remorse, one of these degenerate gang members, and I'll bet you dollars to donuts, he was not someone that was in the country legally. His first reaction was to shout out in court in Spanish, Trinitarios until death. Right. So if New York has information now that with these driver's licenses about these gang members that are in the country illegally and have these legal driver's licenses, that should absolutely be turned over to ICE or to.
Yep.
And that's what the whole folly of the sanctuary city or the sanctuary state argument is. Why would you not want to work hand in hand with law enforcement?
Exactly. 6:36. We're going to take a break with that. We come back. I see your phone calls on our Balance of Nature phone line, 877-970-2999. Episcopal in the morning with Frankie Five Boroughs. Big Al Cotullo standing by with the headline news live and local on AM 970 TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
70 degrees at 6:36. Yes, I look like a midget in this chair. Thank you. Because we need new chairs. The chair is shrinking as I sit in it. It shrinks. I'm going to be as tall as Peter Dinklage in about 2 minutes.
That's true. This chair is just
awful.
I mean, it hurts my back.
You can't say midget.
Yes, no, little person, whatever. I'm sitting on a stool. This is ridiculous. He couldn't take me seriously with
you
the purple mohawk. How can anybody take him seriously? He's sitting on the floor.
It's like Vernon Troyer doing the news.
Look at Alex. He's like, hi
everybody. So here's the local news. Governor Cuomo says millions will be spent to
install
cash. Can
you read it in the Munchkin voice?
I
can.
Behind the curtain.
We represent the lobby
guild.
Legalize marijuana.
We're union with a lollipop guild. There he is. Look at
him. Can I read the news now?
Yes.
I mean, maybe I can do it in a silly voice.
Drop the mic down.
Governor, I know. I have to
create an illusion.
I have to reach up to grab the microphone. There's something wrong there. Governor Cuomo says millions will be spent to install cashless tolling on the New York State Thruway. He says the $355 million investment will ensure that all existing toll booths will be cashless. The move designed to help improve traffic for the roughly 267 million drivers who use the superhighway every year. According to Cuomo, the upgrades will be completed by the end of next year, and drivers are reminded to keep their address current with the Department of Motor Vehicles. Governor Murphy, speaking out after fellow Democrats in the legislature yesterday, rejected his proposed tax on millionaires. Murphy expressed concerns about revenues after his $38.7 billion budget was approved without the tax in several committees ahead of a planned full vote on Thursday. He says the loss of funding will force New Jersey to dip into its reserves. Even so, he says he's willing to work with lawmakers to come up with something better. The Democrats' revised spending plan also does not include taxes on guns and higher fees for bear hunting permits, which Murphy had wanted. In sports, Masahiro Tanaka fired a complete Game 2 hit shutout as the Yankees blanked the Rays 3-0 in the Bronx. Bombers have won three in a row to move a game and a half ahead of the Rays in the AL East. The Mets' bullpen, they gave up seven late runs in a 12-3 loss to the Braves in Atlanta. Amazons have lost 5 of their last 7. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And thanks a lot, Al. Let's go right to the inbound GWB. We're getting reports of an accident now on the upper level, so expect delays. Lower level, an accident cleared, but still 20 to 25 to the upper and lower. Heading to the inbound Lincoln, that's 20. Over at the Holland, 15 in from 1 and 9. Looks like you're still moving about 20 minutes in from the turnpike. Let's take a ride, see what's happening here on 80 eastbound. Your building getting out toward exit 34, heading out through Wharton. 1 and 9 northbound, still building up through Elizabeth. And traffic is stop and go for you on the Deegan South, 230s down through the Cross Bronx. Cross Bronx West slowing down through 3rd Avenue. Stop and go traffic on the LIE westbound right through Woodhaven Boulevard. Busy again, LIE West right into the BQE, getting down through that new construction pattern, heading out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel and the Grand Central Parkway West at Kew Gardens. An accident there just cleared away. Some thunderstorms likely today, high of 73. More thunderstorms tomorrow, high of 74. Alternate side in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Right now at Napa Auto Care Centers, when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, you can get a $75 prepaid Visa card. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-712-5700. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-712-5700. That's 1-800-712-5700. 1-800-712-5700.
Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist, at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Theme song for every relationship I've ever had. I'm Going Down. Great song by Bruce. Thank you. Hey, Joe, in the morning, how you doing? 6:42 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Frankie Five Rose is here.
Hmm? My theme today. I'm going down. Chair's going down.
That is so
should
funny.
Another line.
That is. I always get that. I happen to have the good chair today. And Frankie, what's wrong with your chair here?
You can't sit up straight, right? Yeah, like, yeah. I can't.
But why don't we have...
We should order new chairs.
So if I lean back...
Now, wait a minute. Let's not get carried away.
Yeah, look, so you try and sit.
Yeah.
And
right.
And I like that it kind of squeaks like the Addams Family.
Well,
the
squeaking is one thing, but the level of discomfort, you know, is quite another.
I got to get you a great pocket square, man. Great.
You know, I have one. I was in a rush this morning. I didn't have time to.
Always happens. I'm like my lapel pin. Yeah. I got to the school. This is a very patriotic place. By the way, I have to say, where I just get so kind of let down at the lack of patriotism, the lack of support for the country, when you see some of the things in politics. So watching, going to this little school in the middle of Hunterdon County, and it's always very patriotic. There, 9/11, they put flags for each of those people lost during the terrorist attack in 9/11. And then there was a kid that got up, a kid got up. You know, she was like the speaker of the class. And she said,
valedictorian.
She said, I guess, I don't know if they call it that in eighth grade. But, Al, did you make it to eighth grade?
I wasn't a valedictorian.
No, me neither. Whatever. I don't know. Whatever it was. Great speech. Because she goes, when they went to Washington, and I touched on this before when Olivia's class went to Washington, they went, first of all, to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And they watched that in quiet. They watched the brilliance of those soldiers paying tribute to the unknown soldier right down there. The whole the pomp and circumstance. They love that. Then they went to the World War II. It's not just like a memorial. It's so great. I've been there. You go in and there's water and they have every state. You can't describe it unless you see the memorial, I guess, to World War II down there in Washington. The kids went there.
Wow.
Oh, the FDR Memorial.
It's the World War II Memorial. So they go there. They go and they said, when they went by, they were doing the Pledge of Allegiance before an event. All the kids stopped, took off their, MAGA hats, put their hands over their heart, and said the Pledge of Allegiance.
Nice.
That girl said that last night in the middle of New Jersey. That I'm looking, this is eighth grade, there is hope. I said to myself, thank God there is hope.
That's wonderful.
These kids, and they're good kids, great parents, great community, great school, and here for that girl to actually have the courage to say that. You couldn't say that. I think like in some of the more, in New York, you'd probably get ridiculed for something like that, I think, anymore, right?
Oh, I think there's still plenty of people in New York that say the Pledge of Allegiance and stop it.
You think
memorials.
So?
Absolutely.
How much longer are you there?
New York's a great city with a lot of great people.
It is, but apparently they keep voting for these people like Gerald Nadler and like Andrew Cuomo and like you said, all these ultra-left people who are not, I think, who are not patriots.
Well, the problem is our political system isn't representative of the people, right? So New York is a center-left state, and it's a left city. And so what that means is whoever wins a Democratic primary is going to win the election in almost every case. So it means that it pays to be as left-wing as possible within the primary so that you can make sure your nomination's won. And you also have to cater to special interests, whether it's the identity politics special interests, whether it's organized labor, that have the means to help deliver a Democratic primary win. And so we end up with political officials that are much more left-wing than the populace. Now, there are a number of solutions to that. I've proposed many. Almost all of them have been ignored. But for instance, nonpartisan elections. If we had nonpartisan elections, you wouldn't see Republicans all of a sudden getting elected borough president of Manhattan, but you wouldn't see people like Tish James getting elected statewide.
Yeah, I'm feeling we lost New York, we lost New Jersey, and we lost California. The question is, can you get it back? Because there are people with this country in their heart, and they want to take away. And I'm being dramatic here, but it's so true. They want to take everything away that we believe in, and they want to take God out of the anything to do with God. Did you see that? We didn't even touch on that. In God We Trust, it was on a building down there in Washington. And Nancy Pelosi had it taken down. But I don't know if that's fake news. Do we don't know? But
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
Yeah. In God We Trust. They don't want to put that in there, you know.
Now, when is Cuomo up for re-election?
2022,
All right, 2022. So the clear answer is, if you don't like what's going on here, you got to vote him out in 2022. But you know what? The problem is, they're not going to be able to do that. He seems to have such a the key areas of the state.
Here's the problem. I think even in 2022, people may get a little frustrated with Andrew Cuomo, and there may be a first of all, he might be attorney general in a Biden administration by then. He may choose to leave on his own. But the problem is when you are Governor Cuomo is going to have a $30, $40, $50 million fundraising advantage over any Democrat or Republican or independent that tries to run against him. So if you're a credible, ambitious politician, you're looking at this and say, okay, so the odds are already against me. Now I have to somehow beg, borrow, and steal to come close to raising that money. You can't do it. So as long as you control a $130 billion budget, you're always going to have people willing to give you money.
Yeah.
So it's the case for de Blasio. This is the case for Cuomo. So it becomes difficult to attract credible challengers when you have that amount of a built-in advantage. So the problem is the political system. We've got to reform politics before we really can reform the government.
And on the flip side of the coin, the governor in New Jersey has control of both the Assembly and the State Senate.
And?
Can't get the budget that he wants because they're not willing to give in to him. And what did they do? A poll the other day, a third of New Jerseyans don't even know who the governor is. They don't know his name. They're no clue.
You know,
people still thought Christie was in office.
All the politics that we talk about, the one thing you said that was more searing than anything that Frank and I have said is that there are, and I have to make sure this is true, 3 million plus potential voters in New Jersey.
Did not vote in the government.
They don't even,
the governor
are they registered? They don't
they
even
are vote. Registered. They didn't vote. Part of the problem is that the governor's election is usually on an off year of other elections.
Yeah.
When people go out in mass elections, whether it's president, whatever, and all of these other offices are up, so they go out and they vote. The governor of New Jersey, it's on an off year. So, unfortunately, people don't go out. And you know what? This guy, clearly, Coughlin and Sweeney have made it very clear to this guy. They drew the line in the sand and said, you're not getting what you want. We're going to give you all these things. You're going to have to dip into the fund for the rainy day to pay for some of these initiatives. We're not raising taxes on millionaires. And that's it.
Al, thank you for my cup.
You're welcome, boss.
It says boss on it. Isn't that a nice cup? Look at that. It's not clean. I have to wash it before
you wash it.
Okay, I'll wash it. I'll sterilize it. All right, can I do a sand at the same kind of thing? Sure, I'll do that.
I would wash it with soap and water.
10 before 7 o'clock, 877-970-2999. Can I do that?
Yeah,
I want to. Sam's been a loyal listener from day one. I just wanted to get Sam on the air for a second. Sam, sorry to keep you waiting, buddy. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, you know what? You know, I made a firm decision. This morning is not going to be about these despicable anti-American, anti-everything wonderful. It's going to be about you, and it's going to be Father's Day. Happy belated Father's Day. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you, Sam.
And happy birthday to me, Joe. Today is my birthday.
Hey!
Your birthday. I know you don't like it, but you, again, once again, you're part of a very exclusive club, Joe. But I got to share this with you. I went to see Miller in San George Theater a few weeks back.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I never got his jokes before because of my limited English, and I'm not as smart as you guys. But let me tell you, he was extremely funny, and it was such a pleasure
Dennis Miller.
To see San George Theater.
Yeah.
The other one, the guy, his name is Marino. Make America Italian.
Oh, Mike Marino.
Let me tell you, Joe.
Yeah.
I was crying. I was laughing so hard. And guess who opened for him?
Who's that?
The guy who wrote the book, Why People Do Not Like
John Bramnick.
Let me tell you something.
Is it?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I put the link to the book in the locker room.
Thank you.
I belong to a club in the Upper West Side. I'm not going to mention any name.
Mm.
And I have a big problem with people who do not use towels around their waist because it's unacceptable.
Sam, thank you.
Please, there are a lot of towels here.
Sam, happy birthday, Sam. Thank you for listening to John Bramnick's book, Why People Don't Like You. And Mike Marino, he's the bad boy in New Jersey comedy. Very, very funny. And Dennis Miller, always at the top of his game as well. 6:52 with Joe on the radio.
It's so funny. That book is great.
It is John Bramnick's book. It's hysterical and all true. Hey, Deb's on the roads looking out for you. 6:52 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, we're going to take it to 84 West at 684. Accident in the right lane. Southbound Thruway, Building 14A, down toward 11, in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Prepare for slowdowns there. Inbound GWB upper, accident clear, 30 into the upper, 20 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be 20 to 25. Holland, about 30. Expect some stop-and-go traffic on the Garden State Parkway North up through 135 and getting up toward 140. It's busy on the eastbound Gowanus at 38. An accident over there to deal with. And stop-and-go over on the Grand Central Parkway West at 188th with an accident. LIE westbound slowing down quite a bit right into the BQE, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. It's that new construction pattern that you have to deal with over there. And over on Mariches Road, getting up toward the area of 25A, it looks like an accident and a fuel spill. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Your table, ladies.
Thank you so much.
So, Vicky, how have you been?
Great. It's been so long. Last time we saw each other was what? Your daughter's wedding on that yacht? What was it? The Atlantis?
Yes, the Atlantis. It was perfect for the wedding with its three decks, bridal suite, immaculate restrooms, dance floor, and state-of-the-art sound system.
The food and service was great, and I hear they bake those delicious rolls right on board.
They do.
You know, I've been trying to decide what to do for my daughter's Sweet 16 and some corporate events.
You should absolutely book the Atlantis. They do more than just weddings. Sunset cocktail parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, luncheons, and guests are able to board from several locations. Francesca was so easy to work with. Call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Charter the Atlantis for your event today. Call Francesca at 212-385-9400 or visit franstouchofclass.com. For a limited time, mention AM970 for a free menu upgrade on the Atlantis.
We all have those home projects we like to get to before summertime, right? Larry Yoldi here. But there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? Well, that's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need, and they'll match you up with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. Now, to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app today. Remember, that's homeadvisor.com or download their free app.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
A flash flood watch is in effect through late tonight for areas near and to the south and west of 287. It'll be overcast and damp to start the day. Later today, cloudy and humid with periods of rain and a thunderstorm. Some of the rain will be heavy enough to cause some flooding on streets and highways and in poor drainage areas. The high today, 72. Cloudy and muggy later tonight with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, though 63. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid with a shower and thunderstorm, high 77. Thursday, variable cloudiness, warm but humid with a shower or two, even an afternoon thunderstorm, high 77. AM 970, The Answer.
It's not, though. It's very, very. Thank you, Joe. We're going to check in with Joe live. Just a little while about his 24-hour bike-a-thon. It does look warm, but it's not really... I think it's wool, but it's very, very light.
Oh, it's a breathable wool?
Breathable wool, yeah. I'm not a wool guy, but whatever it is, I don't know. They put suits on me at Armani. I go, thank you, and I wear them. Commenting on the suit that I'm wearing. Trying to look nice on camera for you this morning on AM 970. The answer, it is 6:56. May I tell you about my pillow? This is from Mike Lindell. Now is the time, okay? You got to call. I'm going to give you the number for my pillow. You get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98, only $34.99 per pillow, lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. All right, or go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code AM970, and you can call, again, it's 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. MyPillow's great. You know, stays cool all night long. I don't know how Mike invented that. It's made in America. It comes with a 10-year warranty. You show me a pillow that has a 10-year warranty. Also, it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. This is the time to make your leap into a good night's sleep with MyPillow. Two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98, only $34.99 per pillow. Again, the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. You have nothing to lose. You have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So check out MyPillow.com, please, MyPillow.com, or go to 800-651-0798. Please use the promo code AM 970. Hey, it's a Joe on the radio. Nicole Maliotakis is going to join us. Matthew Hennessy as well. Commissioner Bill Bratton, executive chairman of Teneo Risk, a former New York City police commissioner, Los Angeles police chief. This is a great, great guy in Bill Bratton. He will join us live. We'll be talking a lot about the NYPD and how we can help our law enforcement brothers and sisters. Mike Gallagher on the show. Aaron Sykes. John DiDomenico, one of the funniest cats anywhere. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Albert is here. Matt is here. Thank you, Matt. And Yuri is here as well. And you know what? And Matt Conklin, thank you for the great job you do posting all those things. And what it's now, I want to get the right name for the kid, our intern.
Martavius,
thank you. Cheetos in the morning for Martavius. I love it. Piscopo in the morning. We're coming right back at you. You're listening to AM 970, The Answer. Don't you go away.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.